Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show hotline is a phenom. I am telling you, I have been following this guy's career for a few years now, and that's saying a lot, being that he just turned 24 yesterday. He'll be in Las Vegas Saturday, that's January 25th, 8 p.m. start, the Pearl at the Palms. Now, usually you'll see Billy Idol or something at the Pearl at the Palms, but Mr. Tyler Henry, what is it like playing a venue? First of all, Vegas, but the Pearl at the Palms, you're in some good company.
I know, it's crazy. It's so surreal for me. And, you know, as a kid, I used to come to Las Vegas all the time, which sounds a little funny, but my parents love stationing there, so I'm excited to get to perform.
Well, let me tell you, we are so excited to have you here in Vegas. As I said, I've been following you for years, and I actually reached out to you personally on Twitter about 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was, because I had heard about you. And then when the E! Show hit, and I saw all of the people and, you know, what you've done for these people, Tyler, I just want to say thank you for everyone who watches the show, because what you do is so special. I mean, to have this gift, what is it like to go about your day-to-day life when you have these things happening to you pretty much all the time?
Sure. Well, thank you. And, you know, I'd say when I go about my day, it's kind of a process of learning how to turn on and turn off. And so, you know, when I'm working, I kind of have to get into a certain zone. People see me scribble, and scribbling is kind of how I start turning on and start doing readings. So in the actual live show, the second part of the show, I start scribbling. I go out into the audience and share messages and impressions, and it's kind of just how I maintain some sense of normalcy.
I can't believe that you're actually going to be doing this live, because, you know, I've seen a lot of people attempt to do this, but what you do is so different, and it's so true, and it's so real. And, you know, you get a lot of skeptics every line of work you have, but you get them, I'm sure, especially. What is it like for you dealing with the doubters, and how do you handle that, knowing that you're just trying to deal with your gift? It's not like you're trying to do this for the money. This is something you genuinely have a gift for.
Absolutely. Well, you know, for me, I think there's a distinction between being skeptical and being cynical. And I think it's actually important as people that we be skeptical, that we question everything and that we question what we believe. And it's really why I put such an emphasis on validation and hearing specific details that are really only known between the person and the person who's passed. And so whether I'm reading a celebrity or an everyday person, I have to be able to connect to that kind of fundamental information. And I think when you hear that, when you hear something that's only known between you and that person that passed, it really kind of validates that and seals the deal. And so, you know, those are the types of people I'm just trying to help. And for skeptics, I think it's a great opportunity to see the process in person and really kind of see how I do what I do.
Did you spend last night tossing and turning? Well, if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you've got to try Purple Mattress. The Purple Mattress is probably different from anything you've ever experienced because it's a one-of-a-kind purple grid. It's not like the memory foam you're used to. The purple grid feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. That means no more flipping the pillow over to the cold side. Now, you don't have to be Tyler Henry to realize you're gonna love purple. And for a limited time, you can get a free purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great deals they're offering site-wide if you go to purple.com. All you have to do is text BELIEVE to 84888. That's BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. This is worth it, I'm telling you. the voice you're listening to, the great, and I'm going to call you that, the great Tyler Henry. He'll be in Vegas January 25th, 8 p.m. Don't laugh, because I'm serious. When I was a little guy, I was acting, okay? And I was a child actor, and I loved the opera and the theater. And I was about 10 years old when I started doing the Letterman show. I couldn't imagine being 10 years old and having this gift. When you were 10, I mean, yeah, people are afraid to be on TV or public speaking, but when you're 10 and you have this gift, take us through what that was like, because the story about your grandma, if people don't know about it, could you catch people up to speed on exactly how you knew and how your family started, you know, getting acquainted with this gift, for lack of a better word?
Sure. Well, you know, it was April of 2006, and I was 10 years old, and I basically just woke up one night, and I had this knowingness that my grandmother was going to pass. And really, at the time, it felt like a memory that hadn't happened yet. It's kind of an odd way to describe it, but that's really what it was like. And so I rolled out of bed, and I went to the room to try to explain this really weird feeling to my mom. And as I was explaining it to her, her phone rang, and she said, "Hold on," and she picked up the phone. And when she did, it was actually my dad on the other line saying that my grandmother had just taken her final breath. So that was kind of the catalyst. But at 10 years old, it's really something that happens to you. It's not really something you identify as an ability. So it took a lot of time to kind of get there.
I'm telling you, I'm just so happy you did, because what you do, it gives so many people hope. It's so many different walks of life. I mean, we see you on TV reading celebrities, and, you know, that's one thing. What you did for Alan Thicke, I mean, probably for me was the most powerful thing. And I think if anyone's ever been a skeptic of what you do, or, you know, as we said earlier, people just, they just don't like to believe. They like to just criticize. If they watch the Alan Thicke tape, it is the most moving thing. Tyler, I'm telling you, I don't admit this to many people, but you have made me cry more than anyone else on television. And that's saying something.
Good, good, good. It's a good release.
No, it's excellent, because what you do, I mean, again, with Alan Thicke, when this man is in front of you and you're scribbling, did you know, because I think you were trying to lead up and you were being as gentle as you could with him, saying, you know, you have to watch out. What were your feelings when that was realized and Mr. Thicke passed away? I mean, it had to tear you up inside, because you pretty much knew.
Well, yeah, it was a really intense initial reading. And when I sat with him, you know, I had a loved one come through for him who had died of a congenital heart condition. And this loved one very well may have had the same condition that Alan later passed of. But they basically came through and acknowledged the importance of getting his heart checked and that he needed to do this urgently. And as I sat with him, I just kind of felt like, you know, a bit like a mailman. I don't write the letters, but deliver the message. So I was trying to pass that message along as best I could. But it ended up being very valuable after, because I was able to meet and follow up with his wife, Tanya, after he passed. And she really got a lot out of both our initial experience and then being able to actually have her own private time to connect with Alan. It was really special and cathartic. And I believe when it is our time, it's our time. But my goal is just to try to help and try to prevent things from happening if I can. But, you know, I know that he's absolutely at peace.
It's time for Bob Zaney in this week's Zaney Report.
It's time for the Zaney Report from BobZaney.com. A woman faked breathing issues to get a better seat on a flight. The pilot returned to the airport, and she was arrested. No word on what she'll do for a bigger cell. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow's company is selling vajayjay-scented candles, giving a whole new meaning to going down in flames. I promise no more vajayjay jokes. I got to go shopping at the Gap before it closes. And there you have it. I'm on the Twitter at Bob Zaney, Zaney Bob on the Instagram. Until next week, bay bay.
And welcome back to the 5 Minute Talk Show.
Well, I know your folks are proud of you. I mean, we've seen briefly things with your mom, and they raised an incredible young man. I mean, you are one of those people, Tyler. I mean, I tell everyone about, if they haven't seen the show, they need to check it out. Hollywood medium Tyler Henry, he will be in Las Vegas. If you have the chance, if you're in Riverside, if you're in Phoenix, get to Vegas, the Pearl at the Palms. For tickets, it's very easy. You go to stationscasinolive.com, Ticketmaster, palms.com, a million ways to get tickets for this. January 25th, as I said, 8 p.m. Now, Tyler, last thing I have, because I know you have a lot of stuff you have to get to. I know it's on the phone. is there anything you're getting for me, or is that too much to ask? I mean, does it work like that? I mean, I, because when I watched the show, I was like, geez, I need to see this guy. I need to know, because working with all these comics, so many have passed. Right. So many have met untimely deaths that I've known. Is there anything, is there anyone trying to contact me or tell me that it's okay?
You know, when I go into an interview, I kind of have to be able to shut off. But if I had a pen and paper in front of me, I'd be scribbling away. But what I can tell you is this, put it all on red.
I'm going to do that right now. Tyler Henry, Pearl at the Palms. I will be there January 25th, 8 p.m. You are you're one of a kind. And I'm telling you, Tyler, thank you so much for the hours of entertainment and everything you do. I can't wait to see you January 25th.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you there.
You've been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.